The World Health Organization warns a wide-ranging post-COVID-19 crisis is coming. The lingering effects of a syndrome called long COVID threaten to transform the lives of patients, the global healthcare system, and the world economy.
There's a post-viral syndrome, very poorly understood, very difficult to track, many, many people affected, a lot of unknowns about how long people will go on and have continued symptoms and signs. Many different, hundreds of different symptoms have been documented.
The WHO says in the first 2 years of the pandemic, more than 17 million people in Europe alone have struggled with effects lasting 3 months or longer. That's 300% higher than earlier estimates. Globally, Washington University School of Medicine puts that figure at 145 million. The group says 10 to 20% of patients develop long COVID. Symptoms include shortness of breath, fatigue with bodily pain and mood swings, and cognitive problems such as confusion, forgetfulness, and an inability to focus. Ann Lee, who chairs the network Long COVID Europe, knows how that feels. She's still experiencing some of the effects after contracting the virus in March of 2020. Women are twice as likely to suffer from the syndrome, the organization says, and the risk increases dramatically in severe cases that require hospitalization.
The WHO says long COVID will affect millions more patients and the bottom lines of companies and economies. It warns that governments and health systems will need to invest in treatments, and employers will need to make special allowances for workers debilitated by long-term COVID.
Making that task even more difficult is a staffing shortage.
We found that one out of three in the 40 countries that have data have a very rapidly aging health workforce, and we find that up to 40% of their medical doctors in these countries are aged over 55. So that's a ticking time bomb.
As the outbreak appears to be moving past its most serious phase, long COVID and the worker shortage suggest a new wave of post-pandemic problems has already begun. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Tel Aviv.